Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you? I am so glad to be here with you, to my listening audience on this evening. I'm sure everybody is very, very happy. Yay! Everything's opening up, and we are no longer having to stay at home. Aren't you happy about that? And there are still some things that haven't opened quite all the way, but you have to admit that at least there are some things coming together. So that should make us happy. We should be ready to be thankful. Thank God that things are coming back together. Keep people lifted up in prayer. That doesn't mean stop checking on your loved ones, especially if you have older parents or aunts, uncles, or someone that you know might be very happy about, giving a call and saying hello. Okay, so before we get started, let us start in prayer. Thank you, Father. Let us pray that we praise your name, we glorify you, we magnify your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. You are a worthy God. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you for all that you do. We just know that you love us, Father. Your mercy is with us. And thank you for allowing us to have on the mind of Christ. We thank you for that, Lord. We praise your holy name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for ordering our steps. And thank you for giving us eyes to see what you will have us to see, ears to hear, what you will have us to hear, and a heart to receive and understand. We are talking today about, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are talking today about how to have a divine healing and health. And this is part two. And talked about this some time ago. Now that we are not, everything is not closed, but we're kind of coming to a close during this pandemic. So let us go back to talking about divine healing and health. Divine healing and health. That is important now. Well, why talk about it now? We needed that some months ago. No, you need it now. You needed it then, and you need it now. Well, why do you say that? Because we've been at home. We've been sitting still, watching TV, not moving around as much. So we're going to talk about, now that the restaurants are opening, we're going to share with you some meals that you can rely on that will keep you healthy. Okay, then you got your children have been at home and you all been fixing things that you can fix quickly. And I understand that because, you know, you're like, okay, I'm doing all this 5 days a week, 7 days a week. Now let's talk about divine healing and health. The survey has been done in the United States. You know that they say that Americans eat more than a truckload of sugar a year? That's ridiculous. Why do we do that? That is not going to keep us healthy. It's going to keep the doctors, they're happy about that. Ooh, but you're going to be in their office quite frequently. Okay, so let us talk about how to keep ourselves healthy. It's time now to really discipline ourselves and say, yes, we can do this. We can do this. During this pandemic, if you know of somebody, we're going to talk about that. If you know of somebody who got the COVID-19 virus, we're going to share with you some things that you can do to help them, help yourself if you had it or if you have it. I want you to keep your children healthy, too, as well. Family members. And share that, even if you have adult children, share this with them too. If they haven't heard it, this is good for them to hear. Okay? All right. So let us start with this is a good time to start with a health tip, and then we'll go into a business tip. Okay, now that things are opening back up, I want to share with you some things that you need to be on the lookout for in, as you are going moving forward to do the things that you are needed to complete for your family and those that you know. And coming together, they talk about keeping your distance and, you know, socially when you go out, keep a distance to restaurants. They've done all that they can do to separate the tables and keep them 6 feet apart. So those kinds of things are being done. Now it's time for you to set some parameters around your lifestyle so that you can be in line with divine health and healing. Healing and health is nothing to put on the back burner and say, I'll do that later. I'm too busy to do it now. Now is the time to do it. We all have a wake-up call. This thing shut down an entire world. So now it's time for us to spend time and look at what we were doing in the past. The last time we did a recording, we talked about saying hello to God. When you listen to him and spend time with him, he will tell you when you're eating the wrong things. He'll tell you to stop. He'll show you how to slow down. But if you're not talking to him, he's not going to say it. He's saying it all the time, but you can't hear him because you're too busy doing what you're doing. So you got to slow down and spend some time in listening to what God is saying. Don't get so busy where you can't spend at least 5 minutes a day with him in the morning with when you first get up. And say, hello. Hello, God. How are you? And then you can sing him a little song. Oh, Lord, I am so glad that you found me and you chose me to be with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just a little something from me. But you do your own thing. You get with him and you say, sing something. Him. He said, well, I can't sing. I don't know how. He's not looking at your voice. He's not saying, oh, you don't sound good, so I don't want to listen to you. He enjoys that. Believe it or not, God likes that. He likes when we spend time with him. He likes when we are trying to sing to him. He enjoys that, that we are spending time in his presence. Okay? So let's start with a health tip. The health tip is, since we've been at home, have you been drinking enough water? Okay. Your kids, if they're still at home, many schools have shut down and they're closed, so you've got the whole summer. And we're having some really hot days. Help your children drink the water. And sit down and explain to them why that's important. When you do that, guess what? They'll help you to remember. Mama and Daddy, you remember when you told me it's enough to drink enough water so I won't be sick? Well, here, so I'm drinking my water. Are you drinking your water? Kids are smart. They get right on in there and be helpful. They will help you with the information. They will let you know that they acknowledge what you said to them. So don't stop and say, well, you know, they're too young. They don't know. Oh, share it with them. If you have a round table discussion with your family about what will help them and how they will be helped in terms of drinking enough water, keeping themselves healthy, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised at what they will be able to share with you. If you just take the time and have a round table discussion with your family, even if you have grown children, talk to them on the phone if they don't live with you and say, listen, I want you to talk to your children about the importance of drinking enough water. You can be dehydrated and your bones are hurting. You can have a headache. You can have a terrible headache. You can have your disc can be hurting in the back. You can have back pain. You can have swelling in your joint. There's so many things, and then people got. I have never met as many people as I have here lately in this last year, with people having their kidney, last 2 years, I should say, in having their kidney shut down. Not one kidney, two kidneys shutting down. When those kinds of things are occurring, guess what? It is time for us to say, hello, wake up. Let us start being concerned about our healing and the health of our bodies. It's very important. You don't have to spend all that time in the doctor's office if we do some simple things. Now, that doesn't mean across the board there are going to be some things you will have to see the doctor. I'm not telling you don't ever go to the doctor and don't take your medicine, so I don't want anybody listening to this and say, she's talking about don't take medicine and don't go to the doctor. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, remember how they used to say an apple a day keeps the doctor away? That's not in the Bible, but, you know, that was an old saying. What I'm saying to you is if you do the right thing and eat the right foods, put the water in your body, you won't have to run to the doctor every time you turn around. That's what we're talking about. Trying to keep your body healed. You can do that. Drink the water. Matter of fact, drinking that water will flush all that stuff out of your system. It's like a cleansing. So I don't understand why coffee does not take to give you the water content that you need in your body. Juice will not do that, especially the sugary juices. Look on the side and see how many sugar calories in there. If you're looking at, if it has more than 10, you don't need it. If it has more than 10 grams, you don't need it. You don't need it. You got something like 30 and 40 and 56 grams of sugar in a juice. That's too much. But they're not going to tell you. They put it on the shelf because they know you like it. And then you gain weight, and then you have to, hey, you got to do something. At some point, you have to do something. So, come on, let's sit down and say, okay, what am I going to do? I know that I can't keep doing what I used to do. What am I going to do at the present time? So these are the things that we're going to be talking about today. We're going to try to do an hour of power. We might run over just a little bit, but an hour of power of getting you to understand about your body during this pandemic. We definitely want you to be aware that when you are dehydrated, you're in pain, your body's in pain, and you go to the doctor, 9 times out of 10, the doctor cannot tell you what's going on with your body. You know why? They don't study nutrition. They don't have to. It's not a requirement for them to study nutrition while they're in medical school. So you have to know a little something about your body yourself. Nutrition. Okay, that's what this is about, divine healing and health. Be concerned about your body. You only have one. It's not a machine, it's flesh and blood. Okay, those of you that are getting 4 hours of sleep a night, stop doing that. You must get at least 7 hours of sleep. You must get at least 7 hours of sleep. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so we talked a little bit about water. I'll be saying more about water as the days go on. We'll try to do something on tomorrow. Maybe we'll do an early session tomorrow, so we'll see. Okay, and then tomorrow is Saturday, we'll see. And then on... we'll see where we go from here. Okay. Looking at having a weekly session, you know, on Thursdays at 7. Thursdays at 7. 7 p.m. Thursdays at 7 p.m. we'll have a weekly session. Okay. Let us discuss one other thing, the business tip real quick, and then we'll get into talking about what's good for you and what's not good for you. Okay, so you can be in health now that you're going out, and some of you are going to restaurants since you can sit now in the restaurant. And we just want you to be healthy. God loves you. I love you. We want you to be healthy. We want your body to be healed. Okay? So look at, let food be your medicine. let food be your medicine. Okay? Okay, so the business tip, I've talked about this with my students. Now, I'm going to share it with my listening audience. Thank you again. And if I didn't give you my name earlier, I apologize. My name is Pastor Diane. Pastor Diane, spending time with Pastor Diane all day. And I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for joining us, joining the program that's coming up under Prayer Heals. And it does. It's a divine healing and health program. Okay? And we want you to stay healed. The business tip is, now that we got the salons opening, the nail salons are opening, we want you to know what you're supposed to do, okay? You go into the beauty shop or the barber shop, we want you to look at the on the dresser rack. They should have a bottle that's about 32 ounces tall. I'm sorry, 12 inches tall, and it probably holds about 32 ounces. Okay, and like a liter bottle. It's about as tall as a liter bottle and it's round. And it should have blue liquid in it, not white. If it's white, that's not the right kind of liquid. It's water, and they're not being cleaned. This is a sanitation bottle that we're talking about, and this is important. We're talking about keeping clean and sanitized. So if you go in to get your hair done or your hair cut to the beauty salon or the barber shop, and they don't have that bottle, it's called Barberside. Barberside should be written on the bottle. You can see it. Barberside, B-I-C, like Carol, I-D-E, Barberside. And it should be on the dresserette. So if someone says, I'm going to, it's in the back. I'm going to have it in the back, we have it in the back, or we were told to have it in the back, because I've heard that said before. And I said, no, that's not right. You can be get written up by the state if you don't have that on your dresserette. That's very important, because a beautician cannot get their license or a barber if they don't pass sanitation. Sanitation is extremely important. So they cannot be telling you, my bottle is in the back. They should not be saying that. And if they do say that, you may not need to go to them again. Because what that means is they're not keeping their combs and brushes and that they use on the patron's head, individual's head, they're not keeping them clean. And that's how they clean them. You cannot clean everything with soap and water. You all should know that by now. Everything cannot be cleaned with soap and water. Even the scissors has to be sanitized, and they have to use a certain alcohol percentage. It cannot be 50% alcohol. It cannot be 90% alcohol. It must be 70%. How do you know this? Because I had to do 1,500 hours to become a beautician. And I had to do another 1,000 hours to become a teacher to teach beauty culture. Or cosmetology, or master cosmetology, my cosmetologist. So depending on what state, they have different names. And I'm saying to you, that was way back when, and I can't tell you how many people that have stopped practicing, and people are getting alopecia, and it shouldn't be, simply because of something that people are being too lazy to practice sanitation. Sanitation must be practiced because it's called for. It has to be. If they don't practice it, you are the one that's going to suffer. So that's why I'm sharing this with you, so you won't be harmed by, a person looking up. Saying this, see if I said spell that word correctly. I don't have that bottle in front of me. So, but anyways, you need to be careful of that. If you don't see it on the dresserette, they're not practicing sanitation. And they can say, oh, well, I wash my combs. I don't ever use the same comb on stuff. You cannot, you must, they've got to submerge those combs and brushes in that water every day. Every day they have to pour out the old one and put in the new. It's just like restaurants. When they say they don't use the food, they got to throw it away. And then, you know, we know some restaurants don't do that. But they're supposed to throw it away and start all over again. And some restaurants don't do that. They try to sneak and use the food, whatever's left over, for the next day. And the salons know that they don't have enough people to go to every salon to check them out to see what they're doing. So they do things they're not supposed to do. That's what's going on. However, I'm letting you know. So when you walk in there, don't let them tell you, oh, we don't do that anymore. No, yes, they do. And that is, like I said, they cannot get their license. If you can't get your license if you're not practicing, if you don't know how to do sanitation, don't you think that that's pretty serious? So you can't lightly push it away and say, oh, it's in the back. Oh, no, it's not supposed to be in the back. It's supposed to be on your dresserette so that your comb should be immersed in that. When they get ready to do someone's hair, they're supposed to pull that comb out of that solution, which shows that it is has been disinfected. If they're not doing that, do not let them do your hair. You may not suffer alopecia right then and there, but you keep doing it. If they keep doing it the same, it will latch on to you after some time. It may take a year, two, maybe three. But be careful. And some people say, well, you know, when you get alopecia, you can't get rid of it. Oh, yes, you can. It's in the Bible. 1 Peter 2:24 is one of the scriptures, healing scriptures. If you don't know the healing scriptures, go and Google it. Google healing scriptures. Yes, you can. There's nothing on this earth, no sickness on this earth that you cannot get rid of, including, stage 4 cancer. I heard somebody say, oh, nobody can ever recover from that. No. We serve a God that it says nothing is impossible for him. Do we believe that? If you don't believe it, then, and you don't believe the Bible, then, Houston, we got a problem. I cannot help you. But if you believe the Bible, I can tell you what you can do. I can share with you the steps to take to do better. You can't do better if you don't know better. But once you know better, then we expect you to do better. This is for you and your children, your family members, people that you know. This information is not just for you. We're putting this information out there so that you can share it with others. Okay? Now please listen to that. Now let's deal with the nail salon. Okay? The nail salon. Take a moment to do that, and then we'll move right on to the food portion. The nail salons are everybody that has a license. When I say everybody, I mean the beauticians, the barbers, the nail salons. They can have a couple of people working under them as an apprentice. They're not supposed to have 15, 16 people working under them on one license. If you go in and you just see one paper on the wall, then you need not to be going to the people that are getting their nails messed up. They don't have any nails. Some people don't have nails, and they tell horror stories. Go online on YouTube and see those people crying and how their nails were messed up. I am sharing this information with you so you will know they are not supposed to be doing that. Those people don't know how to do the nails. They're there to make money. And the people go running to the nail shop. Ooh, I'm going to go to that nail shop. But the person who has the license, they can't do everybody. And people just come. They come. I don't understand why the beauticians don't do nails. I don't understand that. You've been trained to do you. That's part of your exam. You're trained to do nails. I don't know why you're not doing it. Put that in your shop. When you see all these people going to the other shops that don't have the license, you all have a license and you do nails. Why is it you're not doing it? You can do nails, don't do hair, and do nails once a week, or twice a week, or just on the weekends. You can work it out. And if you're doing it and training two people, let them do your nails for you, and you show them how to do them. If they want to be a nail technician, show them how to do it. You got these young people walking around. Put the ads in the schools, in the high schools, colleges. Anybody who wants to be a nail technician, come. I will train you. You have the ability to do that. Instead, why is it you can't be making what the rest of them are making? God wants his people to have some more than what they have. We're the ones that should be taking care of the people in our community, not the government. Everybody's relying on the government, even the Christians. And I'm like, what's up with that? We're the ones that are supposed to be moving forward. So we're trying to help you be an entrepreneur. If you are a beautician and you have a license, put a nail salon in your salon. Train people. You can even have people working for you as doing your shampoos. Show them how to shampoo. You can have a shampoo person there. All of these things you can do. And you know, you're not taking advantage of them. Everybody just want to do the perms. We want to do the touch-up. We're not a perm. Touch-up. And those who do perms, do the perms. They don't want to do anything else. I can't believe that. Beauticians, you have the ability to do people making thousands of dollars. Doing the nails, you were taught how to do the nails, and you let somebody else come and take over the business that you were trained to do? You were trained. You have a license. So that, you know, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Okay? All right, that's enough. Get excited. I'm like, okay. What do you have in your house? You got something in your house that you could do. That you can make things happen. People say, well, what am I going to do? Oh, boy. You got stuff. If you got a license, you can do that. And those of you that like doing hair and you're doing it bootlegging, don't do that. Go and do the right thing. Do the right thing. Go and get your license or find someone who has a salon that will allow you to train under them. You can do that. And then work it out. Say, well, I can't afford to go to school, but you can work it out. Barter. There are so many things you can do. And we're going to discuss a lot of those things on this show. Because we are Christians, but sometimes we're not acting like it. God can give you an idea that will work and work and work. And you can be a millionaire before 30 days. If you work it, you gotta trust him. He loves you, and you can do this. Okay. All right, so that ends the health tip and the business tip. Now, let's move on to the food. All right, we're going to share some information about what you can eat for breakfast. And what you can eat for lunch. And, we'll also throw in some snacks in between and dinner. Supposed to be eating three meals a day. Okay, if you're missing a meal, that's fine, but you're supposed to be eating every 3 to 4 hours. So we got snacks in there, and we'll show you some snacks that you can use so that you can use the snacks. Okay, in between, so you won't be hungry when it's time to eat a meal. And so if you don't get all this down, fine. Go back and listen to it again. I do my teaching tapes like that. I go back and I listen, and then I listen again, and then I listen again. And this morning I listened to, what is that I was listening to over and over. And so sometimes you can't get it on the first time sometimes. You have to listen to it more than once. And go back and listen and take notes. It'll help you because you can share this information with others. All right? Share it with others. This is giving you a meal plan. And this is breakfast. So if you're doing breakfast and you say, well, I want to do 600 to 700 calories this morning, you rotate daily. Meal number one, you could do a steel-cut oatmeal, then add stevia. Stevia is the organic sugar. So they're saying try to stay away from that other kind of sugar. I don't want to mention any names, but you know they come in a different color packages, all right? All right, so stay away from that and use the stevia. The stevia is very, people, you know, when you say organic, people are like, oh, boy, they're talking about spending a lot of money. No. Stevia, you can get a box of stevia with the little packets in it, and I think it's 35 or 40. I think I got the bigger box. I think it's 75 or 100 or something like that. But you get the, if you want to start out small, it's $3 and something. You go to the Whole Foods store, and some other stores have it. I think Star Market has, I think they carry it also in their health food section. So it's three something a box. And you can use that in your tea. If you drink coffee, I hope you're not drinking 4 and 5 cups of coffee a day. If you are, you need to try to cut down. That's too much caffeine. You say, well, I'm drinking decaffeinated. Well, you still need to cut that. That's still too much. 1 to 2 cups. Oh, that's a lot if you're doing that every day. See if you can wean yourself off of the coffee if you can. Not going to give you heart trouble or anything like that unless you're drinking a lot of it. Even if you drink it every other day. You know, things that you know that it's not good, you need to really be working on trying to get rid of it. Okay? So, you know, I'm training just like you all are. It's not like I know it all and I'm doing it all right. No, I'm not. So I am doing things just like you all are. I'm working on stuff. That's why I feel compassionate for my listening audience. I want you to get this because it's necessary. All right? Okay, let's go over the meal. Let me go. Oh, I'm going to read it, not real fast, but like I said, if you don't get it, just go back and listen to the recording, and you can stop it and start it and do whatever you need to do so you can get it right, okay? Meal number one is steel-cut oatmeal. You can add stevia, a handful of berries, a handful of walnuts or pecans if you want. Along with this, you can have a protein drink or a smoothie with 8 ounces of almond or coconut milk, 1 teaspoon of coconut oil or almond butter for your good fats, 1 scoop of plant protein, and 1 to 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed for your fiber. Flaxseed is good. So I say, ooh, that's nasty. It's good. I've eaten it. That's flaxseed. You may add ice or stevia to taste. Okay, in other words, if you're fixing a smoothie, they're telling you what you can do. Okay, then they say meal two. They say you don't have to eat the same thing every day. They're giving you options that you can switch. Meal number two is eggs, 3 whites, 3 egg whites, and 1 yolk is best. Or an omelet with onions, peppers, or any other vegetables. A little cheese or a few slices of avocado is okay. You can have 2 slices of gluten-free toast, Canyon Bakery gluten-free bread is my favorite, and it's often found in the frozen section of the health food store, with a little butter or a little almond butter. Almond butter is good, so if you haven't tasted it, you need to try it. It's good. You will probably not go back to peanut butter again, but it's like a peanut butter, it's just almond butter. Okay, meal three, you can do Greek yogurt or low-fat cottage cheese with berries and stevia, okay, and a protein drink or smoothie with almonds or coconut milk, almond butter or coconut oil, a scoop of plant protein, and 1 to 2 tablespoons, ground flax seeds, then you can also, again, add ice or stevia to taste. Meal number four. Gluten-free pancakes with berries. Again, strawberries or raspberries, sauteed in a small amount of butter or coconut oil, not syrup. Okay, did you get that? Sauteed in a small amount of butter or coconut oil, not syrup. And then you may add 3 to 4 ounces of smoked wild salmon. Not any kind of salmon, smoked wild salmon. Alaskan salmon, I believe, is okay too. 2 slices of turkey bacon or a protein drink or smoothie as above. Talked about this together. They say, now coffee is okay, just no sugar or cream. You can use stevia to sweeten and almond or coconut milk in place of cream. Tea is okay, just no sugar. Use stevia or truvia. Okay, are you listening to that? Coffee is okay, but not no sugar or cream. Some people just turn the thing up, turn upside down and just pour it. No, no sugar or cream. You can use stevia to sweeten and almond or coconut milk to place in place of cream. Okay? Then, of course, your tea is okay. Green tea, black tea is supposed to be good. But you don't, I mean, a lot of people eat different kinds of teas. I mean, that's fine. Herbal tea and all that, that's fine. But try to drink green tea as much as possible. That's very good for your heart. Okay? For lunch, check this out. For lunch, say it again. For lunch, no bread, pasta, rice, or potatoes. No bread, pasta, rice, or potatoes. You can have all salads with all the vegetables you want, but don't add croutons. Don't add croutons to your salad. A little cheese is fine, but not every day. Rotating every 3 to 4 days. Add 3 to 6 ounces of protein, such as chicken, turkey, or fish. 3 to 4 ounces for women. 3 to 6 ounces for men. Okay. You can have 1/4 to 1 cup of beans, peas, or lentils in soup, or hummus as a side dish. Use your olive oil and vinegar. Use 2 to 4 parts vinegar and 1 part olive oil. Hope you all are listening. It's in a salad spritzer and other condiments like lemon, lime, garlic, pepper, or 1 calorie per spray. Salad spritzers by Wishbone or Salad. No creamy dressings such as ranch, blue cheese, etc. No creamy dressings such as ranch, blue cheese, etc. First, dinner. Ooh, yes, oh, my. Blue cheese. Oh. Yeah, just before I don't think I paid attention to blue cheese. Well, I never really eat blue cheese, but I got some the other day. Somebody asked me to try it, and I said, okay, I'll try it. So I got to untry it. Okay. Dinner. No starches and no beans, peas, or lentils, because this is dinner. You're breaking down a little bit, okay? Breaking down. And you can have salad with all your vegetables, but no croutons for dinner. You can add 3 to 6 ounces of protein, such as chicken, turkey, or fish. You can have non-cream-based vegetable soups and all the green vegetables you desire, such as cabbage, broccoli, asparagus, green beans, etc. Snacks. Okay, let's look at the snacks. In between your meals, these are the kinds of snacks they say you can have. Walnuts, organic celery and carrot sticks, guacamole or avocado, lettuce wraps, salsa is okay, but with no chips. Salsa is okay, but without chips. Hot tea is okay with no sugar. Use stevia or truvia. Stevia is spelled S like Sam, T like Tom, E, B like Victor, I, A like Apple. Or truvia. Truvia is spelled T like Tom, R like Robert, U like Underwood, B like Victor, I, A like Apple. okay? Now, these are the things you really need to be sure you understand. Make sure, number one, make sure you eat dinner at around 6 or 7 p.m. and go to bed early around 9 to 10 p.m. so you don't get late-night cravings, okay? That's what I had to practice on. Being around silent, really pushing it, okay? Stop eating because if I stay up late, you know how we do, around midnight, 11 or 12, you are something going my mouth. So you got to be careful. This helps both control and rebalance your ghrelin and leptin hormones. In other words, sleep deprivation usually increases appetite. So if you're not getting enough sleep, you're getting hungry, and what happens when you get hungry and eat late at night? You get, right? Okay, gain weight. Don't want that. We've already, probably almost everyone has gained weight from staying at home and eating. If they didn't exercise while they were at home, quite a few people, I'm sure, gained some weight. So we do have to kind of look at what can we do since we did gain some weight. Number two, drink 2 glasses of water as soon as you wake up. This is great for weight loss and getting rid of body toxins first thing in the morning. See, it just runs all that stuff out of you. Ooh, yes. In the morning. I'm telling you, it works. I'm not telling you what I'm, just because I'm reading it, I'm telling you what I know. It works. Exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Okay? And if you start out with one day, okay, try to do 2 to 3 days a week. Do that and push yourself and try to do that. And you say, well, oh, I just hurt so bad because I do. After a week or two, you're going to feel okay. You're going to be okay. If you are not used to exercising, of course you're going to feel like that. But you should be okay, okay? And it's really good for you. Number three, exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and try to get your heart rate up to 120 to 130 beats per minute. Try to get your heart rate up to 120 to 130 beats per minute. A recumbent bike is recommended to keep pressure off your knees. Try a brisk walk in the morning before breakfast for burning belly fat. Okay? I dance. Okay, number four, it says control your stress. That also affects your appetite hormones. Learn to let it go, forgive, and move on. Control your stress. That also affects your appetite hormones. So let it go, forgive, and move on. Okay? Does a big breakfast, small dinner diet work? Yes, it does. So in other words, you're eating something big at breakfast time, that's early in the morning, and then you, by the time you move around and do all you're going to do the rest of the day, and by the time dinner time comes, you're not supposed to eat a big, healthy, fill up your plate dinner. You're supposed to eat lighter, much, much lighter. Will you lose weight? Yes, you will. Okay? So, having said all of that, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. A pauper is a poor person. So what it's saying is your dinner poorly. In other words, you're not putting all of the food, you're letting some of the food stay off of your plate at dinner time. Okay, so you're not going out eating, you're putting on your plate spaghetti and meatballs and the French bread, and you're eating a salad, a side salad, and then you're having dessert, apple pie, and and then you're having some veggies, and, you know, whatever you do, you try to be moderate in doing that for dinner, trying to keep all of that off of you for dinner, okay, for dinner. So I hope all of this information is helpful for you. We'll be digging deep as time go on. What we're trying to do is make it where we can keep it going in terms of the pandemic is coming to an end. People are still frightened. Those of us who are Christian, God has not given us the spirit of fear. God did not bring on this pandemic. The devil did. However, you know how God does. He whatever the devil meant for evil, he enjoys taking it and using it for his good. I heard somebody say, as a matter of fact, it was a pastor said, it said, God is trying to teach us something. God will never use evil, something that's done evil, to teach us something. He won't bring something evil on us so that we can learn something. The devil will do it, but God will do not. He will take what the devil meant for evil and use it for our good, like show us, well, you know, you need to spend more time. So, you know, and I hope all Christians have come to that conclusion, spending more time with God. You know, I've shared all this information with you, but God knows your body better than anybody else, better than Dr. Don Colbert, who's the author of this essay. New York Times best-selling author, Dr. Don Colbert, MD, Christian doctor, who specializes in nutrition. That's all he does is nutrition. So by him doing that, dietary changes proven prevent or reverse diseases. Dietary changes proven to prevent or reverse diseases. And the title of this book is Let Food Be Your Medicine. Let Food Be Your Medicine. And what he's saying is that he wants you to know that if you eat the food right, the right kinds of food, it will be your medicine. You won't have to go to the doctor because you'll be healthy. Why would you need to go to the doctor when you're healthy? And that's what he's trying to share with us. So we're trying to share that with the outside world and just let them know that, you know, there's more important. I mean, you know, you can eat pancakes and syrup, regular syrup, every now and then. But if you're going to eat, if you like to eat pancakes twice a week or maybe three times a week, hopefully. But if you like to eat it two times a week, then do it the way we talked about. Eat some berries on top of it, and don't use sugar. And you can even, you know, try the sugar-free syrup. If you have to have syrup on your pancakes, it is not, it has a good taste to it. So, you know, try that. Or you can make your own syrup that's healthy. Use stevia and make your own syrup. You know how back in the day, that's what our grandparents did. They didn't have all this stuff that we got today. They made their syrup on the stove, and it tasted good. A lot of the stuff that we had when they were back in their time was 100%. Everything now has been broken down, all this antibodies and all that stuff is biotics. All the stuff that should not be in the food. And so we have all of that to deal with. So I encourage you, even when you go to the grocery store, to take a moment to look and read what you're putting in your basket. Because some foods say this will cause cancer. If you don't read it, you don't know it's there. And you've been eating it, and you know anything, you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, we've discovered that you have cancer in your system. So it's important, and you would say it, what it says is this food may cause cancer. I don't think those foods should be on the shelf, but since they are, it's our job to, I feel like, you know, that those of us that know this, it's our job to caution people to read what you're putting in your basket. Don't just sow stuff in your basket. Read it before you put it in there. I don't care how long you've been eating it, read it. Things have changed. And the FDA has caused people to put on their labels, letting people know, when some people write it so small till they hope you will never see it, but read. Take a few extra minutes to read. If you have to go to the store and have somebody keep your children, if you have small children, and you know you can't pay attention to what you're doing because the kid's running all over the store, then have somebody keep your kids at least till you go to the store and come back. And so you can take the time to read what's on the label. Okay? And be careful of when you do take your kids. Make sure they're, if they're the kids that like to run around and you can't control them, maybe you may not take them to the store, because there are always people who are in the grocery stores that are scoping out parents who do not keep up with their children. That's how children are snatched. And the first thing the parents say, well, he was right here. And no, he wasn't. He was running all around, and he wasn't right. So if the child does not listen to you, it's probably better that you don't take that child to the store. Leave them with someone until you come back, because that's how children are snatched. They have people in probably almost all of the grocery stores watching to see what parent is not watching children. And it happens so quickly. I've been on in the store and it's, son, where's your mother? Is she over there? Oh, over there with your mother. Matter of fact, I take them by the hand and show me where your mother is. It's just that easy. Now, what if I was a person? I could have snatched that child from the outside, and the parent would have never known. So don't take your children to the store if they will not stay with you. No, they won't stay with you. And I hope and pray that you have someone that will keep them at least till you go to the store and come back. And if that's not the case, then you need to make them stay with you, hold on to that cart until you get in the line and out the door, so that we don't be hearing about you, oh, my child was with me and I turned around and he was gone. Okay? All right. Thank you for bringing all of us here together today. Thank you so much that if someone is suffering with headaches, back aches, arthritis, knees are bothering them, but after listening to my voice, that their pain is gone. Pain, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ that you're gone right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for loving us, being there for us in every day that we come to you. You don't take it lightly. That you can study your word, hear your word, and things will happen. We praise your holy name for all that you do. And I want to thank each of you, my listening audience, for taking the time to join in with us today. And if you, I don't take it lightly and say and just assume that everybody's a born-again Christian. If you are not a born-again Christian, I would like for you to read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. And doing that, then you will do first John chapter 1, verse 10. You're agreeing to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Okay, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. And it says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, repeat after me, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised this from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then you go to 1 John. For you, because if you are not a born again Christian, you probably are familiar with the Bible. 1 John 1, chapter 1, verse 9, which reads, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you've said those prayers along with me, you are truly a born-again Christian. And you can let me know that you did say the prayer and send me an email. But the email is D like George, E like Edward, Christian is written out, C-H-R-I-S, D like Tom, I-A-N, Church, C-H. URCH@gmail.com. DE Christian Church at gmail.com. Thank you so much. And I'll also give you an opportunity to sow a seed. You can go online with www.echristianchurch.org. And then sow a seed. We'd like that. And become one of our partners. Hanging in there. Yes, yes, yes. So you can send it in the mail to the Global Exchange Christian Church at 955 Massachusetts Avenue, Suite 252, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02139. 955 Massachusetts Avenue, Suite 252, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02139. Cambridge is spelled C-A-M, B like boy, R, I, D like David, G like George, E like Edward. Cambridge, Massachusetts is M-A, capital M, capital A, the abbreviation. I really enjoy spending time with you today, and I will say a closing prayer, and I said an hour of power, and we really kind of stuck to that hour, and we might go over a little bit, but, you know, a lot of the time that we go over, we have 2 hours, but you know, there will be times where we might have a seminar where we'll do 2 hours, but we don't need the 2 hours. So thank you, Father. We praise your name. We glorify you. Thank you that people are getting healed during this pandemic. We will set a time in the future that we will come together and have healing services where people can get healed. Their relatives, if anybody has the virus, we can heal them. In the name of Jesus, and all free of charge. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will have healing school where people can learn how to be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, all of that's upcoming. We'll keep you notified as to when. Praise your holy name. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, you are such a magnificent God. We thank you, and we're going to spend time with you. We praise your name. We're going to give you first fruits in the morning when we get up in the name of Jesus Christ, with the blood of Jesus. Amen.